Hi, I'm Allison.
And I'm Taylor.
And we're the hosts of the Anxiety Chicks podcast, where we dive deep into the reality of anxiety, nutrition, and mental health.
Listen as we explore all things anxiety healing while keeping it real, including our own struggles with mental health.
We'll bring our expertise as healing professionals to the conversation while discussing the tools and strategies you need to heal the anxious mind.
Listen to the Anxiety Chicks on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Anxiety Chicks podcast. I'm Allison Sepinera.
And I'm Taylor.
And we're excited to be back here with you guys this week. We have a really exciting episode just following up a little bit about the update, but not much about like life updates, more about like things that have been going on in our lives, but also in other people's lives that I've been hearing. So I'm excited to get into it. How are you today, Taylor?
I mean, honestly, I think we jinxed ourselves, honestly. Guys, I never speak that things are going well in your life because a curveball will just slam you in the face.
I know. And our episode from 2 weeks ago was all, yeah, we're doing great. Yay! Like life update.
Rainbows. Allison, I'm doing great. How are you? I really have nothing to share. I mean,
I know. We were so excited just saying, and if you guys haven't listened, go back 2 episodes. It's just an update about how we've been doing. And it was such an uplifting, like positive episode, I feel like. And this just goes to show that healing isn't linear. Because after that episode, I basically was sick for 10 days. Taylor had a toothache. Anyway, we'll like get into it a little bit. But I did first want to mention that I'm so thankful for everybody who's left us reviews and has subscribed to our channel. We really, really appreciate it. And if you haven't yet left us a review, we'd be so grateful if you could. It really just helps push the podcast out and helps other people find it that might not have found the podcast, who either struggle with anxiety or mental health. And we just love hearing everyone's feedback. So, and I've been getting so many different DMs from people that have been listening to episodes from like a year or two ago. Like they just found us, which is awesome. Yeah, so yeah. This is working. So please leave us a review and subscribe on Spotify or iTunes. especially the flying episode. There's so many people that DM me about how much they love it and how they listen to it every single time they know they're going to fly.
Yeah.
And I forget which number episode that is, if you can find it real quick. But we just talk all about our fear of flying and what helped Taylor get over that and all that stuff.
Episode 55.
55. Okay.
I have a couple, though. We also have 45 is vacation anxiety. 55 is flying anxiety.
And we actually also just released last week our travel anxiety episode again, just because a lot of people were like asking, you know, it's spring break and there's a lot of things going on. So we just re-released that. So listen to travel anxiety. But anyway, thank you all so much. And we'd love to just get a review from you. Anyway, so let's dive into what we're going to talk about today.
Today's episode is Rolling with the Punches. That's literally it. Rolling with the punches. If you are anything like me, when I have a plan and the plan goes off the rail, I just really struggle with meanwhile, I'm watching Allison turn her mic off and cough to death. Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm fine. I just don't want to do that in the mic. Okay.
Like I said, we're rolling with the punches. So today and for the last like 2 months, I've had this amazing doctor scheduled and we had it all in the books. I've been talking with her assistant, getting it done. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Atlantic Standard Time, but when daylight savings occurs, Atlantic Standard Time then becomes the same time zone as Eastern Standard Time. So basically, Allison and I were all ready, set, go, waiting. And I'm like, man, this is like not, you know, this lady is super, super professional. I mean, I love her to death. And we were like 7 minutes waiting for her. Come to find out, Atlantic Standard Time changes when the time changes. So yay, that's a win today.
Oh yeah, well, she'll be on again at some point. We'll talk about it at another hopefully. Date. Talk about like hormone imbalance and stuff, but hopefully we'll get her. Anyway, point is, we were thinking about, we do have a lot of different topics coming up that we're going to be talking about, Taylor and I, and some guests and stuff. But I said, you know what? Let's talk about last minute change anxiety or rolling with the punches, because that is something that honestly in the past for me, that would probably be up there on the list of the top three things that I would get actual panic attacks and yep. anxious about when things would change really at the last minute. Like, really wasn't prepared for it. And I've worked on that so much, and I still get a little bit of that, you know, where my heart races a little bit. I get, you know, tight in my stomach and stuff. I think it's funny for me because I wasn't the one that scheduled her. I wasn't as like anxious, but I think if I had scheduled her and I had all this planned in my mind and I had gone back, like you did so much work in trying to get her to come on here and gone back and forth and did all this communication, and you did such hard work to try and make this go as planned. And so you probably felt more of that like anxiety than I did. If I had been that person too, I would have been like, oh my God. So I don't know if that was what came, does that like, is that what came up for you at all? It just being, cause you look actually annoyed more than even anxious.
No, I'm not annoyed. I'm more of just like, I Googled it like 17 times. Do you know what I'm saying? Like my anxiety is the type that like, I'm going to triple check. And yeah, so I remember yeah. sitting there being like, okay, AST. And then I even got your time zone. And yeah. then I switched it to my time zone. Cause I know you're 1 hour ahead of me. So yeah. I was like, okay, perfect. Bam, bam, bam. I checked the box. Is 17 times. So I think the hardest thing for me is like when a mistake happens that I like know I triple checked, it's like, how did I go wrong? And then it's almost like yeah. I'm mad at myself.
Right. Well, that's kind of what I was saying about annoyed. It looks like you're annoyed at yourself.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, how could I have done that? And then it's like, okay, you add it on top of like the change, the the unplanned changes you and I had last week. It's like that threw a curveball in my life, because when you're sick or hurt, you have to cancel clients. You have to cancel like work things, or you try and push through and you're just like, ah.
And so that was – so last week, guys, in our episode last week, why we kind of dropped a episode that we had done before that was – really helpful that a lot of people might not have heard before, is because I ended up coming down with what I thought was COVID, and I tested a bunch of times and it wasn't. And you guys can still hear him a little nasally. I went to the urgent care. They said it was a virus, you know, whatever. And then Taylor basically had something go on with her dentist and her tooth was hurting. So we kept pushing the podcast back, saying, okay, let's record then, let's record now. And you guys, we really, you know, we have new episodes come out every week. I mean, whether it's a Wednesday or a Friday, like we try and get them out every single week. And we haven't missed one in so long, but we were so, both of us were just so out of it. I actually had to cancel most of my clients, which I hardly ever do. I had to push them all back because I was in such a brain fog and just
felt it's not right, because you can't show up as your full self for them, so you don't totally. Want to do that to them. Yeah
And that's why with the podcast too, we both want to make sure we're kind of our as much as we can be our best selves when we record. And so that put a wrench in everything last week, and then so I understand, I totally get where you're coming from as far as feeling like annoyed that I would be the same. I'm hard on myself, right? Like,
yeah,
I know you're hard on yourself, but you have to give yourself a little bit of grace. This was not your fault at all, you know?
Then it's like, okay, I've been playing like a ton of pickleball. And so I injured my Achilles. And so my appointment at 12:30 is I have to get my therapy for my Achilles. And so I'm just like, I'm working on it. Back in the day, I feel like it would have been bad, but like it would really, really set me off. But like these are things that I didn't expect to happen, and I have to deal with them. And it's like adjusting my life and my routine around these things I have to get done that I wasn't expecting to get done. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Totally.
And like back in the day, it would have just caused me like a mental breakdown, mean to everybody, irritability, feeling like, oh, nothing's going right. You know what I mean? Even though it's like when you really, really look at it, it's this really tiny thing. And I've gotten a lot better with being like, okay, this is so small compared to something really, really big. But when you struggle with that type of anxiety, something super small can like really set you off.
Oh my gosh. Totally. Totally. I hear you about the whole like needing to, you have so much on your plate that you need to get done. And so now all of that just piles up into the yes. other things you were supposed to get done this week. Mm-hmm. Like this week I had like so many things I was already getting done, but now I have to get done what I was going to do from last week. Mm-hmm. And so that actually is really a huge part of my anxiety, is trying to figure out and balance my schedule so I can actually do all of those things that I needed to do. And something for me that might be relatable to some people who have their own business, but like, I don't get paid if I don't work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
like, I literally lost almost a week's worth of pay this year because yeah. I was so sick last year. I couldn't physically like see my clients. So yes, I was able to reschedule them fine. And there's some, you know, benefits about, you know, being flexible with your schedule. But like when you're really just not able to do it, now that's financial anxiety for me a little bit, you know?
Yeah. And then it turns into, oh my gosh, I'm failing. Look at this. Like I'm so behind. I put this up. This isn't working. And you go into that like almost self-hatred mindset. Yeah. After having like a tough week or like something going wrong. And then it's like on top of everything, you're dealing with your own mind and your own thoughts. And then I think it's all about how do we get back on track after something goes off course?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. Like how do you almost like, because routine is really important for me. Right.
Yeah.
And it helps balance me out. It's part of my toolkit with anxiety is to know that routine is helpful for me and having structure. Oh my gosh. I had none of that, you know, for the past like week or two. And how do I get back to, you know, and also for me, not overexerting myself because I still am, as you can see, I'm like healing from this virus. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to be like wanting to go and I have like networking things that I've wanted to do. And you know, obviously I've missed going to the gym. Like moving my body is so huge for me and I love being active, but I need to be careful, like not to just go overexert. So I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to walk. Like I'm going to mm-hmm. just like nice. It's nice out. I'm going to take some walks, whatever, but I don't want to be like over exerting myself yet. You yeah. know what I mean? So yeah. I don't know. Even just talking about it is exhausting me. Sorry, guys.
Life update episode 2. What?
oh my gosh, I know. Okay, anyway. So last minute change anxiety. I mean, that's what
Hey guys. Do you have anxious thoughts? Are you restless at night? Or do you just not feel like your best self? Making sure we feel our best should be a top priority. And by spending a few minutes with Calm each day, you can be sure you're taking the necessary time to prioritize yourself. Calm is the go-to for guided meditations, sleep stories, relaxing music tracking, and daily movement sessions. Calm helps you stress less, sleep more, and live a happier, healthier life. Over 100 million people around the world now use Calm. I personally love their sleep stories. Whenever I find myself struggling with obsessive thoughts and unable to unwind before going to sleep, I turn one on and find myself passing out midway. Their sleep stories help with you to drift off quickly to get that quality and necessary sleep for optimal health. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/anxietychicks. Go to calm.com/anxietychicks for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/anxietychicks. Now let's get back to the episode.
What we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
And how that's been kind of happening. You know, I think if there's anything that really can test your anxiety a little bit and like how you can actually react to things, it's like something like this.
Something going wrong.
Something that's uncertain, that was completely changed, that you weren't mm-hmm. prepared for. Right?
Yeah.
And how does your body handle that? So like,
how do you feel when it happens? What are your like emotions? What are your thoughts? And then comparing it to like almost how you used to feel. I think like a lot of times people are like, oh, my anxiety isn't getting better. It's getting, I don't feel like anything's working, blah, blah, blah. But then a lot of times when you get into a situation that you used to get into and like your emotions and your thoughts compared to how they used to be, and you recognize like, oh, like it's a little lighter. Or I'm like, okay, you know, like this isn't that bad, or this is what we can do, rather than like when you used to just like shut down.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of times people are, and I'm like this too, I'll be so hard on myself like that I'm like, oh my gosh, like I've been in my anxiety recovery journey for however long now, years, right? And it's like, I feel like by now I should be able to have something happen that I didn't expect and handle it better. But it's like, Taylor, you are handling it better. You're letting it affect you for a couple minutes, which everybody, I don't think there's anybody in this world who, I mean, maybe my husband, but I don't feel like there's many people in this world who something doesn't go as they planned and they were excited for and, you know, ready for. And then like last minute, it's like, oh, it's not going to happen. I don't think that there's many people who aren't like, dang, like that sucks, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's normal to have like a little bit of a reaction, but it's like, I think back in the day I used to just like shut down, like the whole day was ruined, possibly the whole week.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like, oh wow, Taylor, like look at all that growth you've done. And I think like rewarding yourself for that and being like, I'm so proud of you. Like, that's what I'm saying to myself right now. Like even I'm kind of already like shaking off what happened. Like, you know what?
Good.
Like it didn't go as planned. We'll get her on. I think a part of me was like, oh, I don't want to let down. I posted on my stories too. So I'm like, oh, I don't want to let down the people. And it's like, you know what? Yeah. We'll get her on. We're going to get her on. It's going to go. All your questions will get answered. Life is still happening and things happen. We're going to roll with the punches. Because even like, do you remember when I wasn't even able to do podcasts if I didn't have the topic planned out?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you we just popped on.
Totally.
So it's kind of like, okay, like pat on the back, Taylor. Like these are good signs. And I think if you're listening to this and you're like, I'm not seeing any growth in my anxiety, when you go through something, reflect. When you have a change that happens, really reflect on how you used to be. It's easy to forget how you used to be and be critical of how you are now. But like, I'm proud of myself.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
That is really, because it's really hard to do that. Like, and something you said actually really resonated with me. It's like the disappointment of not wanting other people to see you a certain way. Yeah. And I get that so much. I think that that's a huge part of this process with last minute changes, but especially if it's something that you've planned, right? Like, that you don't want to disappoint people. And
yeah,
you don't want to feel like you're disappointed in yourself, right? If mm-hmm. things don't work out, if you scheduled something or something like that. And I think that that goes along with you being kinder to yourself and giving yourself a little more grace, right? Like you did everything you thought you needed to do. And it's not the end of the world. Like,
yeah,
that's one thing that helps me. I always ask myself, you know, okay, what is the worst thing? Like, if this were to happen, right? Like, is this the worst thing that it could possibly be? Because in my mind, maybe a couple days ago, you know, if I imagined this happening, it would have been like the worst case scenario, right? Like, oh my gosh, this is going to be like horrible. Mm-hmm. But the reality of it, like we're going through it and no. Right?
That's yeah, I like think it,
perspective a little bit. Anyway, go ahead. No.
I think it like also, if you struggle with this, it triggers the people pleaser in you. And I think it helps me reevaluate that, you know, I could have been, you know, I told you I have that appointment at 12:30. Mm-hmm. So I could have, you know, to please them, smushed it in as fast as possible, overextended myself, rushed out, rushed to the appointment. You know what I mean? It's like back in the day, I feel like I would have done that. I would have overextended myself. And then after the appointment been like, oh, I'm so exhausted. Like I'm ruining my mental health by pleasing other people. And I feel like now I've gotten to a point where it's like, it's okay to be like, hey, we need to reschedule this. And I feel like back in the day, I wouldn't be able to do that.
I mean, that's such progress. That's amazing. Yeah. Don't you feel that for yourself?
Absolutely.
How much progress that is?
Yeah. Because I feel like back in the day, like when change would happen, it would be like, oh my gosh, what do I have to do to like make this work? But now it's like, you know what? Like we'll move it to a different day.
I love that. Yeah. I think that just proves that, you know, you are learning how to be more flexible with yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think something that's so important is like accepting the unpredictability of the world and unexpected events in our lives, like letting go of expectations, letting go of restrictions. It might make, you know, like these transitions a little less scary, right? Mm-hmm. Like expectations you might have in your mind. Trying to understand that like, and life is unpredictable.
Yeah. I found this thing that says 8 ways to cope with change. And the first one is get information. Uncertainty causes stress.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, dip your toe in the water. Get a taste of what you are about to do. So probably like challenge yourself maybe. 3, ask for help.
Well, wait, hold on. What was 2 again? Go back to that.
Dip your toe in the water. Get a taste of what you are about to do.
Okay. So that might have to do with like, because this is about change.
Yeah.
Right? That can help with change. So that might have to do with like, think of like a life change. Like maybe you're moving or maybe you're, you know, going to start a new job or something like that. I think that being able to maybe like say if you're moving, maybe going to where you're moving and like getting familiar with the area a little bit before you go or something like that. And with a job, maybe just like learning more about what you're going to be doing, like just preparing yourself a little bit more for that change. Mm-hmm. I mean, what we're talking about is like last minute changes. So like sometimes it's hard to prepare for last minute changes if you don't know what they're happening. But I kind of like, I think that's where my head was going with that. Okay. Anyway, go on.
No, I like, yeah. Oh my gosh. It canceled out. Hang on.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I think preparation for any type of anxiety is actually really important. Like being able to prepare yourself. I would love that if that could happen in life, but.
Oh, here we go. Ask for help. Who can you turn to for support and advice? I like that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Of course. I mean, this is like whether that's, I just think a tool to have just no matter what you're going through, if you don't have anxiety or not, just asking for help is just an important thing to know how to do. Point blank. Okay.
I feel like this is one that I've really improved on. 4, be patient. It takes time to adapt. I think it's important to not get mad at yourself or feel flustered that you react to certain things different than other people.
Oh my gosh. Totally. Patience is huge. I remember people telling me how impatient I was as a kid all the time. And I've worked so hard on that, but I think what you said is like at like this type of patience, I think means for yourself. Like don't be patient with yourself. Be kind with yourself. Yeah. Okay.
Even if you feel flustered, even if you feel out of control, even if you feel like things won't go right ever, allowing yourself grace that it will take time to adapt and grow.
100%.
Okay. Number five, believe in yourself. Know that you can develop skills needed to adapt. Kind of like what we said.
Yes. Now that's easier said than done, right? Like reading that. Yay. I'm going to believe in myself today. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Number six, test your, I even think though, while we're reading this list, I think like when you deal with a change or a sudden last minute thing and you feel all those emotions happening and you feel out of control, reading these steps can almost like give you patience and give you like, okay, this, because if you're like me, I like organization. I like organization and I like things to go a certain way. So it's like, okay, step one, like I do this, check, check, check. And it almost like gives you a little bit of control in the chaos.
I totally agree. Love it.
Number six, test yourself. Stepping slightly out of your comfort zone helps you learn and improve. It's almost like allowing chaos to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And and I think also piggybacking on like what happened today, right? Like we weren't prepared for it, right? Like there's no way to prepare that something unexpected is going to happen, right? So it's like the unexpected change that creates so much anxiety. But being able, I think, with the unexpected change, not to hold you back from still moving forward and trying to accomplish that again, right? Like we're going to still talk to her again and try and schedule her again. It's not going to hold us back from like trying to move forward and, you know, continue with getting guests on. But also you think of the lesson in this, we know what Atlantic Standard Time means. And now we know that when daylight savings happens, that it's the same time as Eastern Standard Time. Like I learned something new in my life.
I love that.
Will never happen again now. You know what I mean?
That's so true. And, you know, it's kind of funny how when you're a kid, it's like, oh, your parents know from like all their life experiences, or like older people know from like life experiences. And it's so true how like with age and time, you go through things like this, setbacks, changes, challenges, and you do learn something. You're like, okay, never again will this happen because bam, I've got this.
Yeah, it almost reminds me of like when I was living in the city. I mean, even now, living in the suburbs and stuff, but especially walking around the city when I first moved there, or like when I studied abroad in London, like the way that I learned direction was like by getting lost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, I would look at maps and whatever and be like, okay, but I always knew in my mind, I turned down the wrong street and I'm like, hold on, where am I? And then I turned around and I looked, I was very aware at where I was and the street I was on. And I remember it was a very mindful like process to try and find where I was going again. And I never got lost on those two blocks again. I knew exactly where I was if I was on that block. And I said, oh, this happened before. I don't know. That's kind of a weird analogy I just put together.
Yeah, I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's like if we never went through obstacles or challenges and life was just like easy peasy, we wouldn't learn those things. And then we can be proud of ourselves for what we learned.
Yeah. And then you get more confidence.
Yeah.
So like when I would get lost and then I would find my way and everything, I'd be like, oh my God, I just did that myself. I literally found where I needed to go. I might've asked a couple people where, but like, oh, I figured out, I figured this out. I feel actually really proud of myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is a really good episode for someone to listen to, like the moment they feel like something not going right and like changing. And say you had an event planned and you were so excited and then your friend's like, oh, sorry, I can't go, or we're going to have to cancel this. And then like last minute, you just are like, ah, I'm going to let it ruin my whole day. Or you're not.
Right. Or now you have the opportunity to think about what you want to do right in this moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay that you were excited, but that emotion is now turned into disappointment, right? Mm-hmm. Being aware of our emotions in that moment. But okay, now you have this time. Mm-hmm. How are you going to choose to spend it? Are you going to be annoyed for the next 8 hours?
Right.
And mad?
That's what I used to do. I would like just waste the whole day. And it's like, wow, I wasted that whole day. And where did that get me? Like being upset and being annoyed, being frustrated, being disappointed for the whole day. What does that do? It does not change what happened.
100%. And I think that's part of it too, right? The lack of control you have about that last minute.
Yeah.
Change.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much like, oh my gosh, okay. I knew what was going on, right? And yeah. you don't have control over how it happened. And all of this obviously stems into anxiety, right? Like, especially the need for control. But I love that. I actually really love that list. And I think the most important part that at least I would emphasize is definitely like being kinder to yourself. There was one of them, right?
The patience and then patience. Being kind. Yeah.
Yes. The patience and being kind to yourself and giving yourself grace and knowing that it is a, like, also don't invalidate your feelings when something unexpectedly changes. So
yes.
If you feel mad or you feel disappointed or you feel angry about it, or you feel maybe even like you said, with you had plans with someone and then you don't, maybe you feel lonely now, you know, like, please don't invalidate that. You can say to yourself, you know, I know this is disappointing. Or for yourself, you can say, oh, this is really frustrating because I checked this a million times. And so, yeah, I can tell how this could be frustrating for you. But you know what? This wasn't your fault. And, mm-hmm. you know, and try and talk to yourself in a way that you would somebody that you love. Like if someone was going through this, right, and they were feeling frustrated or sad, and how would you kind of nurture them? And how would you make them feel a little bit better if they were disappointed in themselves or they were just, you know, frustrated or any kind of, you can use this also technique, I suggest, not even with last minute change anxiety, but any type of anxiety, just validate yourself, but know that those feelings that you're having are real and it's okay, but you don't need to stay in them. That's, I think, what you were saying, like, don't just stay with this feeling for like 8 hours of the day, right? Like try and...
yeah.
Try and give yourself a little hug.
Yeah.
Or a big one.
Yeah. It's like when that, right before we started this, that email happens and I'm just like, okay, you know what? I feel frustrated right now, but what can we do to get over this? Let's record this podcast. Let's move on. And then I'm just going to move on with my day.
Yeah. So 100%.
I'm going to give myself grace.
Yay. I'm actually so happy that you're, like, I'm just so proud of you and happy. Like, you really, I knew how excited you were about this person. And we were both, and we're going to get her on. But I feel like you handled that so nicely to yourself more than maybe you would have.
Yeah. It's like back in the day that would have, I maybe would have canceled the podcast. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe just like, not like giving yourself, taking a lot of time to figure out what you were going to do.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That, right. Like, oh my gosh. Like
we just hopped into it. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And for me before, I would have probably been like, oh my God, I need at least like a half hour to just like think about what I'm going to do. It's like, no, sometimes you don't have that, but also why?
Yeah. I would have wasted a half hour just being upset.
Yeah. Like you make your decision.
Friends, we are sorry that Dr. Brighton is not on this episode, but we hope that, you know, maybe in the future, if you have a curveball in your life, you can come to this episode and be like, listen to Taylor and Allison as they handle and talk through and reflect of a curveball.
Yeah. I would even suggest listening to this episode like over and over again. Yeah. Not, you know, maybe every single second, but like each week listening to this episode just as a reminder that life is unpredictable and that things are going to change unexpectedly, but things are always evolving. And just to kind of give you peace of mind and remember you're not alone and just take this as you will. And we are totally there with you when we see you.
Yes. Well,
all right. Well, we love you guys. We'll be back. We'll let you know when Dr. Brighton's coming on. But we will be back with a new episode next week. We love you so much. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.